Welcome to the Story Weaver podcast. I'm your host, Bron Rauch Mitchell. Come sit with me under the story tree as I weave a tale or two for you. Greetings and welcome to Poetry with Bron. Tonight I'll be reading from The Real Mother Goose, illustrated by Blanche Fisher Wright. Sourced from the Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org. The link will be in the episode description. I often refer to the Project Gutenberg site for poetry in the public domain. It's a very useful source when you're looking for public domain work, and I highly recommend it. So I thought I'd read some nursery rhymes today. Nursery rhymes are where we often have our first taste of poetry, and nursery rhymes particularly are very important in literature. A lot of them are lampoons and social satires or social commentaries. So I shall start with a few that you may be familiar with, and I cannot promise I won't sing, but we'll see how it goes. Little Boy Blue. Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Where's the little boy that looks after the sheep? Under the haystack, fast asleep. Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Tweedledum and Tweedledee resolved to have a battle, for Tweedledum said Tweedledee had spoiled his nice new rattle. Just then flew by a monstrous crow, as big as a tar barrel, which frightened them both the heroes so, they quite forgot their quarrel. Pattercake. Pattercake, pattercake, baker's man. So I do, master, as fast as I can. Pat it and prick it and mark it with a T, and put it in the oven for Tommy and me. I sang a lot of these nursery rhymes to my children, and it's amazing the number of different Mother Goose books there are, with quite different variations. Often we've been brought up with our own variation, different regions and areas. It's the same as a lot of the fairy tales. Everybody knew about 20 different versions. So some of these versions you may be familiar with or you may not be. Pussycat and Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to look at the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you there? I frightened a little mouse under the chair. Little Polly Flinders. Little Polly Flinders sat among the cinders, warming her pretty little toes. Her mother came and caught her, whipped her little daughter, for spoiling her nice new clothes. Simple Simon. Simple Simon met a pieman going to the fair. Says Simple Simon to the pieman, let me taste your ware. Says the pieman to Simple Simon, show me first your penny. Says Simple Simon to the pieman, indeed, I have not any. Simple Simon went a-fishing for to catch a whale. All the water he could find was in his mother's pail. Simple Simon went to look if plums grew on a thistle. He pricked his fingers very much, which made poor Simon whistle. He went to catch a dicky bird and thought he could not fail, because he had a little salt to put upon its tail. He went for water with a sieve, but soon it ran all through, and now poor Simple Simon bids you all adieu. Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Then up Jack got and off did trot, as fast as he could caper, to old Dame Dob, who patched his knob with vinegar and brown paper. Sing a song of sixpence. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Was not that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king was in his counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlour, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the clothes, when down came a blackbird and snapped off her nose. The mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush on a cold and frosty morning. This is the way we wash our hands, wash our hands, wash our hands. This is the way we wash our hands on a cold and frosty morning. This is the way we wash our clothes, wash our clothes, wash our clothes. This is the way we wash our clothes on a cold and frosty morning. This is the way we go to school, go to school, go to school. This is the way we go to school on a cold and frosty morning. This is the way we come out of school, come out of school, come out of school. This is the way we come out of school on a cold and frosty morning. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, knock at the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, a good fat hen. 11, 12, dig and delve. 13, 14, maids are courting. 15, 16, maids in the kitchen. 17, 18, maids are waiting. 19, 20, my plate's empty. Old King Cole. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. And every fiddler, he had a fine fiddle, and a very fine fiddle had he. Twee, tweedledee, tweedledee, went the fiddlers. Oh, there's none so rare as can compare with King Cole and his fiddlers three.
The Queen of Hearts. The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer's day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole the tarts and took them clean away. The King of Hearts called for the tarts and beat the Knave full sore. The Knave of Hearts brought back the tarts and vowed he'll steal no more.
Peter Piper. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Polly put the kettle on.
Polly put the kettle on. Polly put the kettle on. Polly put the kettle on. We'll all have tea. Suki, take it off again. Suki, take it off again. Suki, take it off again. They've all gone away.
Little Jack Horner. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner, eating of Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum, and said, "What a good boy am I."
Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all of a row.
Okay, and now I'll finish up with one last one, one of my favourite ones, The Cat and the Fiddle.
Oh, hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon.
And now for a change of pace. It's been a few weeks since I read anything by John Keats, and so I'll read one of my favourites, Ode on a Grecian Urn. Ode on a Grecian Urn by John Keats. Thou still unravished bride of quietness, thou foster child of silence and slow time, sylvan historian who canst thus express a flowery tale more sweetly than our rhyme. What leaf-fringed legend haunts about thy shape of deities or mortals, or of both? In Tempe or the dales of Arcady, what men or gods are these? What maidens loth? What mad pursuit? What struggle to escape? What pipes and timbrels? What wild ecstasy? Heard melodies are sweet, but those unheard are sweeter. Therefore, ye soft pipes, play on, not to the sensual ear, but, more endeared, pipe to the spirit ditties of no tone. Fair youth beneath the trees, thou canst not leave thy song, nor ever can those trees be bare. Bold lover, never, never canst thou kiss, though winning near the goal. Yet, do not grieve, she cannot fade. Though thou hast not thy bliss, for ever wilt thou love, and she be fair. Ah, happy, happy boughs, that cannot shed your leaves, nor ever bid the spring adieu. And happy melodist, unwearied, for ever piping songs for ever new. More happy love, more happy, happy love, for ever warm and still to be enjoyed, for ever panting and for ever young, all breathing human passion far above, that leaves a heart high sorrowful and cloyed, a burning forehead and a parching tongue. Who are those coming to the sacrifice? To what green altar, O mysterious priest? Leadst thou that heifer, lowing at the skies, and all her silken flanks with garlands dressed? What little town by river or seashore, or mountain built with peaceful citadel, is emptied of this folk, this pious morn? And little town, thy streets for evermore will silent be, and not a soul to tell why thou art desolate can e'er return. O Attic shape, fair attitude, with breed of marble men and maidens overwrought, with forest branches and the trodden weed, thou, silent form, dost tease us out of thought as doth eternity. Cold pastoral, when age shall this generation waste, thou shalt remain, in midst of other woe than ours, a friend to man, to whom thou sayest, beauty is truth, truth beauty. That is all ye know on earth, and all you need to know. Robin Hood to a Friend by John Keats. No, those days are gone away, and their hours are old and grey, and their minutes buried all under the downtrodden pall of the leaves of many years. Many times have winter's shears, frozen north and chilling east, sounded tempest to the feast of the forest whispering fleeces, since men knew nor rent nor leases. No, the bugle sounds no more, and the twanging bow no more. Silent is the ivory shrill past the heath and up the hill. There is no mid-forest laugh, where lone echo gives the half to some wight, amazed to hear jesting, deep in forest drear. On the fairest time of June, you may go with sun or moon, or the seven stars to light you, or the polar ray to right you, but you never may behold Little John or Robin Bold, never one of all the clan, thrumming on an empty can some old hunting ditty, while he doth his green way beguile to fair hostess merriment, down beside the pasture tent, for he left the merry tale, messenger for spicy ale. Gone the merry Morris din, gone the song of Gamelin, gone the tough-belted outlaw, idling in the grand shore. All are gone away and past, and if Robin should be cast sudden from his turfed grave, and if Marian should have once again her forest days, she would weep, and he would craze. He would swear for all his oaks, fallen beneath the dockyard strokes, have rotted on the briny seas. She would weep that her wild bees sang not to her. Strange, that honey can't be got without hard money. So it is, yet let us sing. Honour to the old bowstring, honour to the bugle horn, honour to the woods unshorn, honour to the Lincoln green, honour to the archer keen, honour to tight little John, and the horse he rode upon. Honour to bold Robin Hood, sleeping in the underwood. Honour to Maid Marian, and to all the Sherwood clan. Though their days have hurried by, let us too a burden try. And that concludes our episode for tonight. I know it was a little different, and perhaps I could have chosen not to sing some of the nursery rhymes, but I can never help myself. Thank you for dropping by, and please return again on Friday for Elements of the Craft. Thank you. The Story Weaver podcast intro and outro were created by Paul using licensed music from Stock 20. Paul is also the editor for the show. If you would like to contact me, you can send me an email to thestoryweaverpodcast@gmail.com. Farewell for now, dear friends.